I got a little ahead of myself there. Moving on to cultural uses. Within this category, we have viewshed, shipwrecks, tribal lands, submerged archaeology, dredged spoil, and munition dumps. For viewshed, the state has, actually, the state planning office has established a handbook and guidance to quantitatively gauge scenic characteristics of an area. And we also have basically areas of scenic or national significance, which according to the methods developed in that handbook are anything that rates over a certain level. And those areas are actually highlighted in the Maine Wind Power Act as criteria that we have to consider. Anything within 3 to 8 nautical miles of one of the, or excuse me, 3 to 8 miles of one of these areas of scenic or national significance. I'll show the ones from the down east portion of Maine, which is basically Hancock, Washington County, just for an example. All these little points are associated with a particular scenic area that ranked very highly. We do have a layer that covers the entire coast. We also have publications that cover the entire coast that describe each of those different areas. So in terms of viewshed, all this data is available publicly. I think we're in pretty good shape, at least in terms of meeting certain criteria for the Wind Power Act and other laws. Shipwrecks, we did have a great conversation with both BOEM and with the Maine Historic Preservation Commission about shipwrecks on the OCS. Basically, it goes like this. Any shipwreck associated with a particular rock or a shoal, there's a pretty good chance that the MHPC is going to know where that ship went down, because in all likelihood, that rock hasn't moved. When you get to things like a ship that may have been torpedoed or sank in a storm or something like that, there the specificity of the location of that ship gets a little more hazy. But there's still a pretty good chance that MHPC or BOEM will know where that ship is. The recommendation coming out of MHPC is that any development that takes place on the OCS should employ some type of metal detecting survey, and also obviously they're going to be doing a benthic survey to find a good spot in the earth to do it. Anything that happens out there, you're going to have some sort of survey done to figure out whether or not there's a ship there or not. Question.
Could you go back to the scenic and turn on the other layer?
Yeah.
Okay. People don't think that only Washington.
Yes. The question was if I could go back to the viewshed and show all of the viewshed points. Let me see if I can find it here. I'm not sure if it's on this particular map. Okay, the question here is we don't want folks listening in or watching to think that down east is the only area that we have viewshed files for. We do have a viewshed layer that covers the entire coast for anything of scenic or national significance. I don't have it in this particular application because I was only gonna use an example here just to show you, and I'd have to hunt for it. I have several hundred different GIS data layers here. But just for everyone's information, if you would like to see the file, by all means, contact me. Public information. Shipwrecks, tribal lands, submerged archaeology. Also in our conversations with the Maine Historic Preservation Commission, we came across the issue, and this actually came up in some of our early sighting efforts with the demonstration sites up here as well, that anything in 70 feet of, 70 meters of water or more may have been, 70 feet, I can't remember if it was 70 feet or 70 meters.
Say the rest of the set.
If it was 70 feet or 70 meters may have been above sea level, 70 feet?
65 meters or less.
60, yeah, okay. Well, their main MHPC is saying 70.
70 meters or less.
Right. So anything 70 meters or less may have been above sea level at one point in time. So there may have been some sort of prehistoric development on it, or a cultural resource that may exist. There are also viewshed issues that may exist from a tribal standpoint, and Massachusetts has had this issue. Other cultural issues that may arise. We do have some, obviously, a data layer depicting anything less than 70 meters. So anything that happens in that particular area, and I can show that here real quick. Needless to say, I mean, it's as easy as selecting you know, for anything less than 70 meters. And it's basically, it follows the contour more or less of the state 3 nautical mile line out. I guess our final category, non-consumptive, would be dredge spoil / munition dumps. Those are very well documented.
Yeah, I just want to mention that Art Spiess said that he was not able to make it today,
right.
but he's very obviously engaged in sharing information with the task force and appreciates you presenting this information.
That's great. Thank you, Karen. Dredge spoil munition dumps, very well documented. The Army Corps, the Navy, and the military in general know where these spots are. And if you're going to build a wind farm on top of a munitions dump, they'll let you know ahead of time.